We are also joined by the head coach of the Mid Plains Community College rodeo team, Alkai Ka'ai. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. And busy time for you guys. You guys have your banquet upcoming up. Is that next week?
Yeah, it's next weekend, March 2nd. Starts at 5:30. And we're excited to get that guy rolling.
And what can we witness and what will be at this rodeo?
Yeah, so it's a prime rib dinner. It's over at the 304 venue. $75 a ticket. We have a live auction, a silent auction. We're giving away a bunch of scholarships to some kids, and then some pretty neat jacket presentations. But everything we make off of this goes to scholarships or travel fund for the kids to go down the road.
Fantastic. And when is rodeo season? That's got to be coming up soon, right?
Yeah, so our rodeo season doesn't start up till April.
Okay.
But we've been practicing since they stepped foot back on campus. We've been getting after it, getting ready. We had the first half of the season already in the fall, and we're going to finish it up here in the spring.
Fantastic. So where are some of the places that your rodeo team will travel this?
Yeah, well, actually, so we got Brookings, South Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota. We'll go to Ames, Iowa, and then we'll finish it all up at UNO in Lincoln.
Okay, nice. So, do you guys ever host down in McCook? Or?
We actually host a doubleheader here in North Platte.
In North Platte,
in September.
Okay.
So we have, it's a pretty big rodeo. We won Rodeo of the Year for the past 2 years.
Oh, congratulations.
So it's a pretty good event that we put on.
And how long have you been the head coach of this rodeo team?
I started coaching maybe about 4 years ago. Took over the head coach deal about 3 years ago. And we've been going up ever since, throwing kids to the college finals just about every year. So,
and where are the college finals at?
That's held in Casper, Wyoming.
Okay. Yeah, I've been to Casper. It's a good town.
Yeah, it is a really cool venue for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're from Hawaii, correct?
I am, yeah.
I didn't realize rodeo was so big out in Hawaii, or maybe it's not.
It actually is. So I've actually got 5 athletes rodeoing for me from Hawaii, 2 girls and 3 boys.
Wow.
They actually made the trek up here, moved up here, and they're rodeoing full-time and going to school.
And I guess how many boys and girls are on their respective rosters?
Yeah, so I have about 36 kids, pretty heavy in the boys. I think I want to say about 8 of them would be girls. But it's dang sure the biggest team we've ever had.
Okay, yeah, good for you. And are there any Nebraska local kids? Nice.
Quite a few Nebraska kids. The number one breakaway roper in the region right now is from Seneca, Nebraska, Whitney Jennings. Kicking butt. I got a calf roper, Matt Miller from Callaway. He's sitting third, headed to the college finals if he finishes that up.
Nice.
So we've got quite a few kids from Nebraska that are kicking butt for us.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Talking here with Alkai Ka'ai, head coach of the Mid Plains Community College rodeo team, and they have their event. What was the date again?
March 2nd.
So next Saturday, $75 a ticket down at Event 304. Prime rib dinner. Is that what you would have chosen, or were you gone with something else?
Nope. That's actually what we serve every year.
Oh, fantastic! So fantastic. Yeah, good deal. So, and season kicks off in April in Brookings, South Dakota. And yeah, when would the college finals be?
College finals are middle of June. So
middle of June, okay.
Week of June.
Yeah, that's right. Right, or during our Nebraska land days up here, if you're familiar. So yeah, that should be good. And how can people learn more information about your team or the banquet next Saturday?
Yep, so we have a Facebook page. It's Mid Plains Community College Rodeo Facebook page. Mid Plains, the Facebook page there shares a lot about it. But a lot of what we do, we post on either our Facebook or Instagram page. We have the tickets on there that you can buy tickets, or you can either go to either campus down in North Platte or McCook and buy tickets there at the front desk.
All right, fantastic. And anything else you would like to mention about the banquet or your team itself?
No, I don't think so. I'm just excited about this event. Raises a lot of money for these kids. We take a lot of the stress out of traveling for them just because we pay for hotel rooms and things like that. So.
All right, fantastic. And I guess for somebody that's never been to a rodeo, any listeners out there that have not been, what would you tell somebody and trying to encourage them to go to their first rodeo.
Oh, it's nothing like you've ever seen before. It's unique. There's a lot of respect between an animal and the athletes. It's different, but in a good way. So,
all right. Well, Al-Kai, we appreciate the time, and here's to a good season and a successful banquet next weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.